We have just a couple prayer requests for this morning. The first one is for Jeff Poole, who is starting dialysis. And then the other one is for my friend Keith Warden and his mom in Muskogee. His mom is in the hospital in Muskogee, and he is trying to have her transported and transferred to Mercy Hospital in Oklahoma City. So if we can cover these two in prayer, that would be wonderful.
Father, we're just thankful that you know the request before we even lift them up. You know the need, but Lord, you have asked us to bring those to you. And I think one of the reasons why you've asked us to bring those to you is because it's one of the ways that you build our faith as we see those needs met. And so we're asking for Jeff Poole, who is starting this dialysis. We're thankful that able to do that, and Lord, for the just the miracle of that in and of itself. But I'm praying that things will go smoothly for him. Lord, we know that you can bring total healing to the kidneys there, that you can work that way as well. But Father, we're just asking for your blessings on him. We ask that you would let things go well as he begins dialysis, and we leave him into your care and keeping, asking that your will be done in his life. Pray that it will be a testimony not only to him but to all of your love and of your care. We pray for Keith Warden's mom, who's in the hospital in Muskogee, needs to be transferred to Mercy. Lord, we know that sometimes there's a lot of headaches, there's a lot of paperwork. Sometimes there's, let's just say it like it is, human stubbornness involved. And Lord, you're able to work through all of those situations. You're able to bring about a change of mind. You're able to provide transport. You're able to provide the facilities. And Lord, we just pray that for his mom as well, for whatever illnesses she has, and we pray that you will just touch there, because Lord, you're able to bring a touch that transport wouldn't be needed. So whatever needs to be done, Father, your ways are higher than our ways. Your knowledge is greater than our knowledge, and we just leave this whole situation into your hands, praying that it will work out for his mom's good and for your glory. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And then we have one that came up on the page. Our dear friend Mandy Wagner asked for prayers for Michael Page. And then I ask for prayers unspoken, and I have an unspoken prayer request for myself in a decision.
Okay. What was Michael's last name?
Page.
Page, okay. Father, we just want to lift up Michael Page before you, and we ask that you be with the need that he has. Meet that need. May the need just be met even as we're praying. Lord, may not see the full end immediately, but Lord, we're just praying that you're working to meet that need even now as we're lifting it up. Whatever the need is, do a wonderful work, do a mighty work. Not only as a witness and encouragement to Michael, but to those who know him and all who will come in contact with him. Then we want to lift up Monica's unspoken request and ask that you will just bless and work there. Father, sometimes we're not able to speak out those requests because of the sensitivity of the situation or because of the person, but you know exactly what needs to happen there. And so I pray that you will meet that need, that you will lift that need. As we lift that need, that you will just take and meet it, and that, Lord, you will receive the praise and the glory in both of these situations. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Heart to heart, forgiven and set free, a compassionate, confidential 4-week Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. Mondays only from April 3rd to the 24th from 6 to 7 p.m. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229 Monday through Thursday, noon to 6. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty. The address is 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Back to you, Pastor.
All right. Well, we've been talking about, the final acts of Jesus, particularly related to the cross. And we've seen that he's talked to the struggler. He's talked to the doubter. Now we're going to look at his message for the sinner. And his message for the sinner is, you can trust me. It says there, a jar of vinegar, wine vinegar was there. They soaked the sponge in it, put it on the stalk, lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." Now, we wonder, what significance is this? Well, first of all, we need to remember that the hyssop plant, it's interesting, used a hyssop plant. The hyssop plant symbolizes atonement and mercy. In the Jewish religious ceremonies, it was used to sprinkle blood. Go back, you see that even in the Passover. Take a hyssop branch and sprinkle the blood on the doorpost, on the middle. Used to sprinkle blood, and it was connected with the idea of blood bringing mercy. An animal shed its blood in place of a person shedding their blood for their wrongdoing. And as a person did this in faith, then we're told God would forgive their sin. Bible says, without the remission of, or without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. There's no forgiving of sin. And so it makes sense then that on this final altar, the cross, when the Lamb of God is hanging there that it's a hyssop branch that is extended, and it signals grace and mercy is extended to all of mankind. And a lot of powerful imagery there. And so after receiving the vinegar, then Jesus cries out, "It is finished. It is finished." Well, what was finished? What was performed? What was finished was the work that would enable us to come into a right relationship with God. What was finished was that sinners could become sinless. What was performed was the requirements of God's law that mankind would die for one sin, because sin is death. But one man, one sinless man, paid the death. And he died so that we didn't have to. And we need to really understand that. And when Christ said, "It's finished," and I think when he said, "It is finished," he mustered all of his strength and he actually said, "It is finished." I think he said it with a loud cry. Don't know that, but that's the way I envisioned it. Mm-hmm. And he meant it was a done deal. Yeah. It's done. We can't add anything to what Christ has done. The one who knew no sin took all of our sins upon him so that we don't have to pay the price of death. Yes, unless Jesus comes back, we're all going to die physically. We know that. And even though the resurrection hadn't happened, we know that when Jesus said, "It is finished," he had finished the work that he'd come to do. And people have a hard time understanding this. We celebrate Easter, and we do so rightly, or Resurrection Sundays, I like to call it. Mm-hmm. But when Jesus said, "It is finished," there on the cross, it was done. It was done. Why do I say that, even though Easter hadn't happened yet? I like to put it this way. When Jesus said, "It is finished," the victory was won. When he rose from the grave, it was a celebration of the victory. And that's the way I like to look at it, you know. Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, was a celebration of what had done. And it was proof that Jesus was who he said he was, and that he was. So if we think of it that way, you know, we oftentimes put more emphasis on Resurrection Sunday than we do Good Friday. But we really need to look at both of them together and say, you can't separate one without the other. You know, you have to put them together. And Paul says that this in Romans 5, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 8. "By faith we have been made acceptable to God, and now because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we live at peace with God. Christ has also introduced us to God's undeserved kindness on which we take our stand. So we are happy as we look forward to sharing in the glory of God." Verse 8, which we probably, most of us know by heart. "But God showed how much he loved us by having Christ die for us, even though we were sinful." So we have to accept what he has done to receive his love. And for the sinner, he said, "You can trust me because I loved you so much that I died for you and I rose so that you can have eternal life." So as we look at this, maybe some things we need to ask ourselves. And as we're thinking about final words, you know, think maybe of some final words or acts you remember of a loved one. You know, what were they? What significance did they have to you? I remember when we moved here, my mom was in the last stages of Alzheimer's. And I told Mom I loved her, and she about squeezed my hand off. She's a little frail. Always been a healthy woman, but, you know, dementia and all, it's and robbed everything from her. But let me tell you, she could still grip your hand. You know, I remember that. That was actually the last time that I got to be with my mom and what have you. Maybe your memories are good or painful, or maybe they're both. I mean, a combination of that. Yet they're a part of who you are and probably how you live life even right now. Think back to some of the final words that you've heard people say and the impact that they've had on you. And then as you think about that, relate those to Jesus. What comfort do you take from Jesus' final words, from his final acts? Do you trust that he really did that just for you? If you'd been the only one in the world, he would have still done it for you. And that's the important thing to remember, is that he loves you that much. And he paid the price for your sin, for your wrongdoing, so you can have a right relationship with him. And we can never, never repay that. Another question we might ask then is, since Jesus has done all of this for me, how am I sharing what Jesus did for me with others? Do I just hope that people will see it and ask me about it? Well, hopefully people will see it and ask you. But we need to do more. We need to actively share Jesus. And as I've said before, we are not to shove Jesus down people's throats. Doesn't work. Won't work. But we are to actively be loving others and sharing Jesus' love with other people as we go through life. So just a quick recap. To the struggler, Jesus is saying, you can come to me. I understand you. I get you. I know all the things that you're going through. Come to me. To the doubter, Jesus says, you can believe in me. I offer you proof of who I am. And there are so many proofs of who Jesus is. And if nothing else is proof, it should be just the fact that the best-selling book in the world is the Bible, and has been and will be, because it changes people's lives. Books come and go. Books come and go. Bible's been around for, in one way or another, since Moses, you know, at least parts of it. So that's important. And then to the sinner, you can stop trying to earn your salvation and realize I paid the price for you. You don't have to earn it. I paid the price. And then basically to all of those who are Christ followers, Jesus says, worship God, love God, and tell others about me. Or the great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus came to do.
Amen. You know, one morning I was having coffee, about to start getting ready, and the Holy Spirit was like just talking to me about some stuff, and I'd been interceding for some people, and he said, I said, it is finished. It is finished, not I am finished. And I remember a while back when I had COVID, I had gotten COVID and it was bad. I laid in bed and I literally thought I was going to die. I was laying in bed for 2 or 3 days thinking I'm about to die. And I was praying and the Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit. And it was just a soft, why are you tolerating this? Ooh, I jumped out of bed. And my grandson Angel was there. And I jumped out of my bed and I started walking a circle and I was praying. I was praying. When the Holy Spirit spoke that to my spirit, it gave me the strength to get up and start fighting with prayer. And I remember when I got done and I sat down for a second and got up to go get me another cup of coffee in my living room, getting up to go get a cup of coffee out of my kitchen and standing at my sink at my house in my kitchen, I received healing. And it was the most beautiful thing I had ever experienced. One of the most beautiful things. I was standing there and I felt the power on my chest. It was like I didn't fall to the ground or anything, but I felt the power of God hit my chest. Yeah. And then there was just this white everywhere. Everything was, it was just, I was engulfed in white. And it happened in a split second. And when the light was gone, I could breathe. The squeezing that I felt, it felt like someone was inside me squeezing my lungs and squeezing my heart is what it felt like. But as soon as the light left, all my symptoms left with the light. And then I ended up, and this was after I had went to the doctor and was scheduled to have the infusion, and I felt uneasy about the infusion. And I was just interceding and praying and just praying and, Lord, I don't feel comfortable with this. But if this is my healing, I want it, because I had Hep C. And that's what my husband died of, the final stages of Hep C. And I was refused treatment. And I was sitting in my living room, again, at my house, me and God, me and the Lord, and this commercial came on, and it was for the Liver Care Clinic. I heard him say, call them. And I was in a deep depression at this point. I just watched the love of my life, my best friend, die of what I now have. I was deep in depression. It was bad. And I just started praying for God to help me and heal me. And he said, when that commercial came on, he said, call them. They will help you. And now I'm Hep C free.
Amen.
God used that clinic and used medication to cure me.
Yeah.
But with the COVID, he just cured me. And it just blows my mind. He is so awesome. Today is Friday. But Sunday is coming. And he is alive today.
Yeah.
I can personally testify and witness. I can witness that he is still alive. Because I have personally seen my Savior. I have been face to face with him. I have seen him in a dream at a table with my late husband after he passed. I have seen him in my home church. I seen him. And it's the most beautiful sight. If you don't know him today, today's a really good day.
Amen.
To get to know him.
That's true. It really is a very good day. It's not that difficult.
No.
Simply say, Lord, my life's messed up. I'm a mess. and I can't fix it. But you said Jesus, so it can be fixed.
All he wants is your heart.
Yep.
You don't have to get cleaned up first.
Yeah, that's a mistake that a lot of people make, you know. He says,
just come home.
Well, you know, just come. Good Friday, thief on the cross says, Lord, remember me when you come in glory. And he, thief, let's see, I don't think he had time to repay any of the stuff that he had stolen. Jesus, he just said, remember me. And Jesus said, guess what? You're going to be with me today. Mm-hmm. You're going to be with me today. Yeah. When you were sharing that, one thought came to my mind. And really not so much along the lines of what we've been talking about today, but I think it's important for us. Sometimes we spend a lot of time praying, which we need to spend a lot of time praying. Don't get me wrong. But, and some people argue with me on this, but sometimes God says, you need to quit praying. You need to quit praying. Because I've already told you I'm going to answer this. You just quit praying and start praising.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I've seen people do that. You know, well, I haven't seen it yet. Well, has God told you he's going to answer it? If God's told you that he's going to answer it, start praising.
Yes.
You know, so. Anyhow, it's been a good morning. Even if I was late.
It's okay.
Even if my phone did not remind me because I'm on the wrong day.
Technology is wonderful when it works.
Yeah.
Would you like to pray to close?
I will. Father, I just want to say thank you for this time we've been able to have together. Thank you for what Jesus has done for us in his death, resurrection, the promise, the hope, and the assurance of eternal life. Thank you, Father, that we're able to experience that. Pray for those who may not have that, Lord, that they will just turn their life to you. Pray that they will find a community of people who will guide and direct them. And, Father, as we celebrate the resurrection on Sunday, may we realize that this is a victory celebration for what happened on that first Good Friday. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That was a powerful word. And I learned a couple things that never stuck out to me before.
Oh, what's that?
The myrrh. I didn't realize there was myrrh in the first. And the hyssop. I didn't think about the drink being on the hyssop.
Right.
So that was very interesting.
Good. Good.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my beautiful sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Joe Thompson. Have a good day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray.